But I always tell new parents this. Get yourself, just like you have your OB doctor, you have a pediatrician lined up, get yourself also a lactation specialist lined up. Someone that's going to give you a specialized care plan. Someone that is going to know you and what your breastfeeding goals are and what your family breastfeeding goals are. So I wanted a breast milk storage bag that was going to be plastic free, of course, because breast milk has to be heated. And sometimes, not all babies take it heated, but some take it cold, but breast milk has to be heated. So I needed something that was going to be able to withstand high heat. So it was high heat tolerant, something that obviously is not going to be leaching all kinds of yucky chemicals in the baby's milk, because they're going to be getting this milk 6 to 8 times a day in a bottle. And I wanted something that was going to be nice and sturdy and durable that could last you beyond just the breast milk, the breastfeeding stage. And silicone is an amazing material because it's very inert, it's naturally bacteria resistant, it's hypoallergenic, and it's high heat tolerant. So it checks all of these boxes, right? And the other amazing thing about it is that when I was designing the bag, I wanted something that could go from breast milk to food to snack bag for the baby.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk with Nikki Ramsey, founder and CEO of Genobi, eco-friendly, reusable breast milk storage bags. She joins us from West Lafayette, Indiana, our home base. Welcome, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having us. We are so excited to be able to speak to your listeners.
Yes, and we are probably half a mile away from each other at this point.
Yes, that's so amazing that we're so close. When they say it's such a small world, truly it is.
Yes. We record this episode at a time when there is a baby formula shortage nationwide in America. And the first question people may ask is, why can't these women just breastfeed their infants? As we know, many women are unable to breastfeed, maybe due to medical conditions, lack of adequate paid maternity leave. What are the difficulties women face just to be able to breastfeed their babies?
Many breastfeeding women, when they're returning to work from maternity leave, they have to really have a very supportive work environment from both their boss and then also their coworkers. That way, it can really foster a long journey as far as like breastfeeding past the age of 1 year of age. Because if you're not going to have a supportive work environment, that means that you're going to have a less probability of having breastfeeding not very long. So you may end up having to quit breastfeeding at 3 or 4 months when it's time for you to head back to work.
Yeah, and some women cannot breastfeed because maybe their infants, the newborns, are in neonatal facilities because they are prematurely born, or some women have to take medications, which they are not able to breastfeed.
Absolutely. So you make a really great point on that. If you have a baby that's born prematurely and they have to go to the NICU, of course, the mom has to now pump breast milk for the baby and take it to the NICU. And that brings in more challenges in addition to already worrying about their low birth weight baby. And then for some women, like you said, if you have anatomical issues that are going on with the breast, then that can cause issues with milk production and milk supply. These all play a huge role in just having women in general have like a successful breastfeeding journey. It takes a team effort, the physician, the lactation consultants, and then of course, where our company comes in at is making sure also that they have safe, sustainable options to put their breast milk in, things that are going to be plastic free and not full of harmful chemicals.
I remember I had my babies almost 27, 28 years ago. And the support structure was not as prevalent as it's available right now. I remember there was one nurse who was a pediatric nurse, saw women struggle and was actually getting trained to become a lactation consultant. And I remember asking her, what is a lactation consultant? Because it was so new in the 90s, mid 90s. But now women are given these support networks in terms of other women also who breastfeed and who are able to breastfeed on, who want to breastfeed their kids.
Yes. And I tell any new parent this, and, you know, like right now, or we're recording this in 2022, and there's a formula shortage within the United States. The East Coast has been hit really hard. And of course, like online, people are flooding online. But I always tell new parents this, get yourself, just like you have your OB doctor, you have a pediatrician lined up, get yourself also a lactation specialist lined up. Because it makes sense, right? Breastfeeding is very hard. It's a lot harder than what people think it is. It's not just as easy as just like popping a baby on the breast. Like baby and mom, especially new moms, are having to learn this new thing. The body has to be able to learn what it's going to be doing as well. So I always recommend getting a lactation specialist, someone that's going to give you a specialized care plan, someone that is going to know you and what your breastfeeding goals are and what your family breastfeeding goals are. Because not just the woman breastfeeds, right? Like the husband also has a big pivotal part in the journey as well. Making sure the bottles are prepped, making sure all the pump parts are clean. So doing all these things, feeding the baby whenever you have to get rest. So I always recommend that any new parent, they are getting their lactation specialist lined up as well. And I wish it was something that was kind of like talked about more, especially at the OB appointments. Just like we talk about getting, you know, who the pediatrician is going to be for the baby, who's going to be your lactation specialist if you plan on breastfeeding, because it's going to be a hard journey.
And breast milk is demand and supply related. So if the baby demands more, the mother's body will produce more. And I remember when the babies have their growth spurts at 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, it is exhausting because you're nursing the baby that 24, 36 hours almost continuously, while the body catches up to fulfill the baby's hunger and needs at that point in time. So information such as these, the lactation specialist could share with the mothers who are exhausted, frustrated, and they think that it's only them, it's a problem with them, and maybe the other moms are not having a similar issue. So this sort of brings to the mother the fact that it's not only them. There are many other moms have similar issues.
Yes, it definitely is a, whenever you're breastfeeding, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm the only one dealing with this. I'm the only one that's dealing with a baby that can't latch. Or I'm the only one that's dealing with mastitis, which is an infection that can happen and it can be really challenging to breastfeed. But find out that there's this big community of women that actually we're all going through the same thing. And thankfully, in 2022, we can talk about it. You know, it's something that's socially acceptable and we can talk about it and we can really be there support for each other just because, like I say, it's a very hard journey and you don't have to suffer in silence, which is the beautiful thing of online communities.
And we've come a long way. We actually have restrooms in the malls where there is a chair where a woman can sit and breastfeed. I have nursed my baby in dressing room because there was no other place. I would go in the dressing room and nurse my babies, and somebody would knock on the door like, why are you sitting there for half an hour or 40 minutes, depending on how old the babies were? Yeah, so we have come a long way in fulfilling the basic human need of a child being fed.
Oh, yes. Thank God for technology and just for innovative minds.
There are other advantages of breastfeeding. Some are not completely proven. They say that the IQ levels of the kids get enhanced or cognitive abilities. But some are pretty well known, like the BMI index or the antibodies that the baby gets from being close to the mother or even being fed breast milk through the bottle.
Yes. Isn't it amazing how wonderfully made God created the body to be able to produce antibodies, to be able to help your baby fight infections? And even if baby is not latching directly to the breast, they're able, just being close and snuggling with the baby, holding the baby, doing skin contact, it will still trigger to your body when it's time to create those necessary antibodies in the breast milk, because breast milk changes throughout the day. It changes based on what the baby's needs are. So it's amazing.
It's a lot of work on the mother, because I read a statistic which said that breastfeeding a child, or solely breastfeeding a child, is equivalent to a full-time job, almost 1,500 hours a year to 2,000 hours a year.
Yes, that is correct. Approximately 1,800 hours is what is spent on breastfeeding. And as you know, what a typical, you know, 40-hour work week is, 52 weeks out of the year, one of the things that I feel like people think, oh, like she's just breastfeeding. But no, like breastfeeding is literally a full-time job. Like you're hooked up to a pump or a baby at all times for the first year.
And I do want to bring out a point. This episode is not to shame the mothers into breastfeeding. We want to be supportive of the choices that the mom decides to make, either breastfeed the infant or feed formula or any other product that they want to, but we want to also be a source of information and support for women who choose or and are able to breastfeed.
Yes, you make a really good point. So we have the Fed is Best model just because, although I am a breastfeeding mom, I also was a formula feeding mom. So we did both, right? And you see that a lot in the breastfeeding community. Like I said earlier, if you have an employer that may not be as supportive, right? So you may see a drastic drop in your milk supply. Everything's going well while you're at home with the baby, 24/7 with the baby. But once you transition back to work from maternity leave, you see like a complete drop in your supply, maybe because you're in meetings all day and you can't pump, or you're not able to just pump and empty effectively. So some moms tend to supplement with baby formula. It's very normal and very known in the breastfeeding community, especially if you have a mom who's working outside of the house and she may not have that support from her employers.
And also the mom's nutrition. You know, it's really important that the mom get nutritional food for the baby to get the nutrition. I remember, like they say, they don't like the taste of some foods that the moms eat. Like for instance, they like garlic.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Apparently, and it passes through the breast milk. And so, like one of the things my mom would give me is garlic to be able to.
Oh wow.
Enhance milk for the baby.
Oh, I didn't realize garlic helps with breast milk production.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing that.
So let's talk about your journey. You're a mother of two kids?
Yes, I'm a wife and a mother, and I was working as a traveling therapist at the time that I had the idea for Janobi. My baby had a tongue tie and lip tie, and as a result of the tongue tie, lip tie, he was nursing all the time. And I was going through thousands of these single-use plastic breast milk storage bags. I was traveling to 7 sites in Indiana, and I was looking for an option that was going to be plastic-free and lightweight because I didn't want to have mason jars, but I needed something that was going to be reusable because I was going through so many of the plastic breast milk bags. And the product didn't exist. I went to where all millennial and Gen Zs go, which is Google search bar, and of course, Amazon. And I saw all these other options for reusable bags, but I didn't see anything for breast milk. Because breast milk, typically women store them in either 4 to 6 ounce increments. So I needed something that could be stored, you know, in small increments. I didn't see it. I would see like sandwich bags or sous vide bags for your steaks, but did not see breast milk bags. So I got with an attorney and we created it. And the rest is like just so amazing because it just took off.
So what's so special about yours? Like describe a bag. Like I am on your website right now and I see this really.
Yes.
Cool bags and various colors. So describe the features.
So I wanted a breast milk storage bag that was going to be plastic free, of course, because breast milk has to be heated. It's sometimes, not all babies take it heated, but some take it cold, but breast milk has to be heated. So I needed something that was going to be able to withstand high heat. So it was high heat tolerant, something that obviously is not going to be leaching all kinds of yucky chemicals in the baby's milk, because they're going to be getting this milk 6 to 8 times a day in a bottle. And I wanted something that was going to be nice and sturdy and durable that could last you beyond just the breast milk, the breastfeeding stage. So I landed on this product called silicone. And silicone is an amazing material because it's very inert. It's naturally bacteria resistant. It's hypoallergenic. And it's high heat tolerant. So it checks all of these boxes, right? And the other amazing thing about it is that when I was designing the bag, I wanted something that could go from breast milk to food to snack bag for the baby, because let's face it, parents are spending all this money on baby products and we wanted them to be able to have something that they can use just beyond the infancy stage. And this product does just that.
So this is almost like a Ziploc bag, which has measured marks of 2 ounces, 4 ounces, 6 ounces.
Yes.
Which can be later used as, say, your Cheerio snack Ziploc bag.
endlessly reusable, endlessly with so many different possibilities. And honestly, like adults even use them as well, just because, I mean, it's better to get one of the little Janobi bags versus going to a store, say, for example, one of these big box stores and getting those rectangular snack bags that you're going to go through hundreds of those and just keep reusing them. You can get a little Janobi bag, which is the size of those little snack bags, and reuse those endlessly.
And the other frustrating thing about the plastic bags, which you would pour your breast milk and then freeze it or do all this, they wouldn't stand up.
Yes. So these bags, they stand up.
Right. Yeah. It's so hard for you to pour the milk from the pump to the pouch.
Yes. And these bags, they, of course, they stand upright. You can lay them flat when they're outside of your breast pump bag, to lay them flat, because we do want moms to be able to freeze their breast milk flat. Because I thought about, what about these moms that have a lot of breast milk and they want to freeze their breast milk in the Janobi bag? They can just take their breast milk bar out of the bag and reuse it over and over and not buy any more plastic bags to freeze their milk in.
So does this connect to the pump itself?
Yes, you can buy a separate adapter that will allow you to connect directly to the breast pump, so you can pump directly into the bag from your pump.
Oh, that's amazing. So you can, if you have enough bags, you could have 6 or 8 bags for the day and have it ready.
Yes. Typically, if you're a mom who's like going to be storing a large amount of breast milk, now we have other products that are on our website that help for people that are over suppliers or under suppliers, just enoughers. You can freeze your breast milk in our Janobi bag if you're going to be doing, say, for example, the milk bar milk stash method. And we also have these 1 ounce milk storage trays that will allow you to freeze breast milk just in 1 ounce increments. So you're not having to freeze an entire 4 or 5 ounces for those babies that are kind of picky and not too sure if they want to take a bottle of 4 ounces of milk or not. So now we have other options that are out there. But the cool feature that I love is that our breast milk storage bag is the only breast milk storage bag that is like, can freeze flat, really flat, and it's st-